we had a chance backstage to send a message to the people of Manchester about how heartbroken we are by the loss of life and to grieve with the families. And it's a reminder that there is great danger and terrorism and people who would do great harm to others just because they're different.
A message of solidarity. As the big speakers took to the stage at Kirkentag 2017, events in Manchester were very much on the mind. But as we approach a year since Britain lost Joe Cox, the theme of more in common continues to shine through. Reading vicar Graham Fancourt is making his first visit to the Kirkentag to deliver a talk called More in Common.
So I deliberately chose More in Common as a starting point and an ending point of a way of trying to sum up one of the roles of the church, which is to show that people have far more in common than we assume and our prejudices allow us to see. There isn't really anything like the Kirkentag, is there, where people from across the world are coming together to look at these particular issues, and especially right after the Brexit vote, right during the Brexit negotiations, this seemed like an ideal time to do that.
The streets of Berlin are crowded with Christians of many nations and denominations, all united by the same bright orange scarf. And amid all the colour, the music and the worship, many come to share or hear new ideas. Karen Carter has travelled with Britain's United Reformed Church and their project Scrap the Church.
I think I need to make clear from the start, it's Scrap the Church? We've got an art installation. It looks like a church, as we would think of a church. And it's made out of old recyclable materials in the shape of the church, but then growing out of the top of it is a sort of a modern interpretation of a tree. Out of the old comes the new. From what I've seen when I've been on the stand, for the most part, people want community, they want love, they want to show that love to others. And I think the frustrations, therefore, that mirror that, are the fact when they feel they can't do that, or they don't get that love, they don't feel that love within church, and or that they're not, in one way or another, able to express that in their own communities.
Of the 140,000 at the Kirkentag, about 6,500 are from overseas. Gerhard Köpsel manages the Kirkentag's international centre.
The Kirkentag started in 1949. Some friends said, we invite people from all over the world, Christians, to come together, not organized by church, but by the lays. It's a movement of people coming together, discuss and see that we have different ways in we believe in God, but we are together in that. And if we talk together, if we sing together, if we pray together, then we are together. And this is, it connects the world.
The Kirkentag's visitors all come together for the only time at the closing service. This year, the Berlin Kirkentag ended in Wittenberg, celebrating 500 years since the Reformation at the place where it began. In his sermon, Archbishop Thabo Makgoba of Cape Town echoed the words of Martin Luther King.
I have a dream that we will sit together to decide what is in the best interest, not of this group or that group, but of all society.
The Christians from across the world will come together again in Dortmund in 2019. Tony Dickinson, BBC Three Counties Radio, Berlin. Shalom, shalom, shalom.